This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. On-site training and mentorship accelerates childhood cancer diagnosis in Ethiopia. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A multi-level training and mentorship program significantly improved early recognition and referral of childhood cancer across healthcare facilities in Northwest Ethiopia, according to a quasi-experimental study published in PLOS Medicine. The intervention, piloted by the University of Gondar Comprehensive Specialized Hospital, trained 47 primary and secondary level clinicians and 1,120 health extension workers over 9 months, addressing a critical gap. Childhood cancer survival rates in low-income countries remain below 20%, largely due to late diagnosis and delayed referral. Key takeaways. Intensive on-site training, 7 to 10 days, plus 6-month mentorship, improved clinical knowledge and referral pathways across 3 tiers of healthcare in Ethiopia. Structured mentorship by pediatric hemato-oncologists bridged gaps in specialist knowledge at primary and secondary care levels. The multi-level model addresses a systemic barrier. Care providers in low-income settings often lack recognition skills for early warning signs of pediatric malignancies. Study at a glance. 20% current childhood cancer survival rate in low-income countries, with late diagnosis as a leading barrier. Participants. Across 3 healthcare tiers in Northwest Ethiopia. Distribution of trainees by facility level and cadre, January-September 2024. Health extension workers, 120 secondary level clinicians, 29, primary level clinicians, 18. Source, PLOS Medicine, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. The challenge, late diagnosis in resource-limited settings. Childhood cancer survival disparities between high and low-income countries are stark. While survival rates exceed 80% in high-income nations, PLOS Medicine's analysis confirms survival remains below 20% in low-income settings, not primarily due to inferior treatment, but to diagnostic delay. In Northwest Ethiopia specifically, care providers at primary and secondary facilities often lack knowledge of early warning signs, leading families to present children only after symptoms have advanced. This study, led by researchers at the University of Gondar, identified a systemic intervention point, strengthened diagnostic capability at all levels of care through intensive training and sustained mentorship. See clinical updates for related diagnostic advances. Multi-level training, design and implementation. The intervention operated across 3 tiers. Primary level clinicians, health centers, received 10 days of intensive on-site training. Secondary level staff, general hospitals, received 7 days. All 1,020 health extension workers, the front line of community engagement, received pictorial outreach modules. The 6-month mentorship phase paired learners with pediatric specialists, including hemato-oncologists, for monthly on-site visits and remote supervision. According to the PLOS Medicine report, mentees included general practitioners, nurses, health officers, and health extension workers. The training content targeted recognition of early warning signs and standardized referral pathways. This structured approach mirrors quality improvement frameworks used in health policy implementation globally. Outcomes, knowledge, attitudes, and clinical practice change. Baseline and 6-month assessments included knowledge, attitude, practice, surveys, and clinical chart reviews to evaluate patient journey intervals, the time from symptom recognition to referral. The mixed methods design, grounded in the consolidated framework for implementation research, integrated quantitative survey data with qualitative interviews and focus group discussions to understand how and why the intervention worked. This methodological rigor strengthens internal validity. The quantitative assessment of clinical chart data, direct measurement of referral timelines, provides objective evidence of practice change. See data and numbers for related epidemiological analyses. A multi-level on-site training and mentorship model, combining 7-10 days of intensive instruction, monthly mentorship visits, and remote supervision, improved early recognition and referral pathways for pediatric malignancies across primary, secondary, and tertiary healthcare facilities. Mulugeta Ayalu Yimmer et al., University of Gondar Comprehensive Specialized Hospital, PLOS Medicine, 2024. What this means. For patients, earlier diagnosis increases likelihood of curative treatment. Families in Northwest Ethiopia may benefit from faster recognition of warning signs and reduced diagnostic delays, improving treatment outcomes and survival prospects. For clinicians, the model demonstrates that frontline providers, health extension workers, and primary care clinicians can acquire diagnostic competence through structured, theory-informed training and sustained mentorship. Periodic contact with specialists normalizes referral practice and builds confidence in clinical decision-making. For policymakers, the intervention offers a scalable, resource-conscious pathway to improve childhood cancer outcomes in low-income countries. The three-tier design leverages existing healthcare infrastructure. Donors and national health programs can adopt this model to reduce diagnostic delays across regions with similar healthcare capacity. Frequently asked questions. Why is early diagnosis of childhood cancer so difficult in low-income countries? Care providers at primary and secondary facilities often lack specialist training in pediatric oncology. Early warning signs, lymphadenopathy, abdominal masses, unexplained bruising, may be misattributed to common infections or nutritional deficits. Without structured diagnostic pathways and specialist support, referral is delayed, allowing disease to progress. The University of Gondar study addressed these gaps through tailored training and mentorship. Can this training model be adapted for other countries? Yes. The consolidated framework for implementation research used in this study provides a theory-based blueprint adaptable to different healthcare systems. Key elements: intensive initial training, mentorship by specialists, and remote supervision are feasible in resource-limited settings. However, local adaptation regarding facility capacity, clinician cadres, and disease epidemiology is essential. What is the expected impact on childhood cancer survival? This study demonstrates improved diagnostic pathways and knowledge change. Survival impact requires follow-up tracking of diagnosed patients through treatment completion. The intervention addresses a critical bottleneck, diagnostic delay, which is a necessary precondition for improved survival, but outcomes also depend on treatment access and quality. Looking forward, scalability and next steps. The findings suggest that multi-level training and mentorship can be scaled across Ethiopia and adapted to other low-income settings. Future implementation should monitor not only knowledge change, but also patient-level outcomes, diagnostic timeliness, treatment initiation rates, and survival to quantify the clinical benefit. The University of Gondar model offers policymakers and implementing partners a tested framework to reduce childhood cancer mortality in resource-limited regions. Source: multi-level on-site training and mentorship model to accelerate early childhood cancer diagnosis in Northwest Ethiopia, a quasi-experimental mixed-method study.